that Mr. Rochester was at home when the fire broke out.
Yes, indeed, was he. And he went up to the attics when all was burning above and below, and got the servants out of the beds, and helped them down himself, and went back to get his mad wife out of her cell. And then they called out to him that she was on the roof, where she was standing, waving her arms above the battlements, and shouting out till they could hear her a mile off. I saw her and heard her with my own eyes. She was a big woman, and had long black hair. We could see it streaming against the flames as she stood. I witnessed, and several more witnessed, Mr. Rochester ascend through the skylight onto the roof. We heard him call Bertha. We saw him approach her, and then, ma'am, she yelled and gave a spring, and the next minute she lay smashed on the pavement.
Dead?
Dead? Aye, dead as the stones on which her brains and blood were scattered.
Good God!
You may well say so, ma'am. It was frightful.
He shuddered. And afterwards? I urged.
Well, ma'am, afterwards the house was burnt to the ground. There are only some bits of wall standing now.
Were there any other lives lost?
No. Perhaps it would have been better if they had.
What do you mean?
Poor Mr. Edward, he ejaculated.